You haven't noticed.
It's bad. Oh, it's lingering, dude. Get it away. Now it smells like dog shit and bomb pop nitrous.
Shit, man.
Hey, turn that gay shit off. Any music? Hey, what's that gay song you love?
That really gay one. Don't worry about it.
Hey, welcome to the Skunkravine.
Welcome to the Skunkravine.
We're fucking back. We're back up in this ass with the resurrection. It's the group. Harder than an erection that shows no affection.
Dude, harder than an erection.
It shows no affection.
Dude, shows no affection.
It's good shit.
Like, what? Like, Jesus. Like,
cheers, dude.
Way to be so, like...
Is that...
That's just so...
It's awesome.
I know, but god damn.
It's so good. What's going on, bro?
Shit, man, a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Life.
Life sucks.
Yeah, but you know, it's also beautiful.
Kinda, not really.
It is. No.
We should kill ourselves.
Dude, when you catch a fucking trout out of a river, like, that's fucking beautiful, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So, life is beautiful.
Sure.
Just not society. Society isn't beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it depends on what kind of society you're in.
Well, okay. I see what you're saying.
Dude, this society would be cool. Just walk around with your dick out all day.
Yeah, for sure. Or like, you know, like a commune that you don't murder people.
Like a hippie commune?
I don't know if I'd call it hippie, just a commune.
I feel like most, I want to say that most communes start, like, in good faith.
What do you mean?
And then they end up with a lot of, like,
yeah,
you know.
What about Ruby Ridge?
You're not allowed to have, well, God said you're not supposed to have wives. I'm supposed to have your wives.
Well, I'm not talking about crazy shit.
I'm gonna fuck your wife.
I'm just talking about somewhere where, like, you live, like, in your own houses, and then, like, there's a common space, and, like, you all have your own jobs, you know?
Yeah. And support each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
I'm not talking about fucking weird shit. I mean, I know weird shit would probably happen. Like,
turn eventually.
Well, yeah. Weird shit always happens, though.
Well, yeah.
That's anywhere.
Do you feel like it would be, like, the societal structure of things? To where, like, you know, eventually it's going to be like, oh, this person's in charge. This person's
been, I don't know.
You know, like, the ladder's going to be built.
I don't think so.
So that's like, hey, like, don't have sex with me, honey. Go have sex with the leader. Go have sex with the boss.
Well,
maybe we'll get a couple extra watermelon slices this week or something.
No, I don't think. I don't think so.
Well, you're not invited to my fucking.
You have to find the right set of friends. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude. Hot ones.
This isn't the House of David.
Hot ones with big tits.
I know. I live by it, but jeez, Louise. Hot ones with big tits. I need the biggest of titties. No, I'm an ass man, so
I like them both.
Well, yeah, but if I'm gonna have to pick between the two, I'd rather have an ass than titties.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the song Ass and Titties, but I've been going old school lately and not looking stuff up. Okay.
We talked about that. Yeah.
What is it called when you cut a chi- when you like
Butterfly?
God damn it. I thought it started with a P. Like when you make a chicken fly.
Oh man, I think fuck. That's not called butterfly. I think it's called something
You know
else.
what I'm talking about? Damn
You
it.
can do it with
I knew
like
you knew.
people do it with like turkeys and stuff. I think you score like
When you.
score down the spine on each side and then just pretty much flatten it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck. No, I can't remember what that's called.
Ah. It's gonna drive me insane.
Yeah. If you know
Nope.
the answer, shoot us an email at
Yes, please. Skunkravine it.
skunkravine@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah. Or just call one of us.
Yeah, or call us and fucking tell us. I'm sure the
I
14 people that listen to this show.
have one of our numbers.
Yeah, definitely. I bet all 14 people who listen to this have our number. Both of
God.
our numbers.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
We're just like on here doxing ourselves because it doesn't matter because
Hilarious.
everybody knows where we live
I
anyways.
know.
Is that nicotine or weed?
Number two is the marijuana vape. Would you like them?
Yep.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm a medical patient.
I am not.
Do you remember that time the cop came over to your apartment, dude?
Fuck yeah, I do.
That was so stupid. Like, literally, somebody called the cops because we were smoking a
It
joint.
was so silly. Well, I think we did more than just smoke a joint. I mean,
Well, I mean, we
we were
were.
just sitting in my house getting high.
Well,
Well,
yeah.
we were I remember because we were
Okay.
trying to blow it out the window.
Yeah, I know. And then it kept coming back
Was
in.
very windy.
Yeah, I know.
So then what? It was like 12:30 at night
Yeah.
and fucking
Right when I heard the knock, I knew it was the police,
Yeah.
dude.
Well, at first I thought it was Ashley for some reason just fucking with us. So I didn't get it right away. And then they kept knocking. And I got up and opened the door and it's fucking maintenance dude and a cop. And what was the first one? What are you doing in here? I was like,
Nothing.
no, I said, smoking weed? Like, obviously,
Duh.
why is there a cop and a maintenance guy knocking on my door right now? I don't know why. There's a leak, then the cops got to shoot at it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Shoot the leak.
You got a medical card? No, he does.
Yeah, motherfucker, I do.
And then they told us to. Well, there's a lot of people in here with respiratory problems. They don't want people
So
smoking in here,
don't
so.
come huff under the door.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to.
We even had a towel.
Yeah. They told me to smoke outside, remember?
Didn't we have a towel? I swear we had a
I don't
towel.
remember if we did
Dude, I
or not.
swear
We
to
probably
God.
did, because I
I
was like, oh
swear
shit,
to
this is
God
just
we had
coming
a
right back
towel,
in
dude.
here. Yeah. But those walls over there were paper thin.
I
They were like
know, but
fucking
come on.
sponges.
Well, fucking someone else I know, I'm not gonna say their name, shot their gun off through the wall
Yeah, I remember that.
while cleaning it.
And then had to call the cops
I'm
on
sure they don't
himself.
listen to this
And then
anyway,
had to call the
because they
cops.
don't talk to any of us.
And then had to call the cops on themselves.
Yeah.
No one called the cops.
No one called the cops.
That's like a bullet.
A fucking
Just came through your
45
wall.
caliber bullet came through the wall. But no, we're smoking a joint. And that's horrible. Jesus Christ,
I'm surprised they didn't
man.
just kick the fucking door out.
For real.
Fucking. So yeah, whatever happened. They told us to smoke outside. Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
gonna go smoke outside.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure no
okay.
one's gonna call the cops on me for
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, okay.
So then the next day, like, getting called down to the fucking office, it was like, dude, the apartment manager called me and was like, can you come down here and talk to me for a minute about last night? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, I knew it was coming. So I go down there and she's like on the phone and like calls me in and tells me to sit down. So I'm sitting there like at her desk.
Yeah.
And she's just like on the phone. I'm like, this is like, and then, you know.
You should have slapped the phone out of her. You should have office spaced.
It felt so fucking dumb.
You should have office spaced your phone.
I should have just smashed the receiver. Dude, it was so dumb.
You should have just came in there playing still.
Just came in.
And just back up in your ass with the resurrection.
Just walk in, sit down, and when she starts talking, just... Exhale.
Huge bog rip. Oh, but be like, I'm not in the apartment.
Yeah, he's only in an Airbnb.
I'm sorry.
I did it outside. I just happened to hold it in. Dude, it was like I was getting yelled at by the fucking principal. It was so dumb. Like,
Jesus Christ, dude.
I was like, yeah, smoking
weed. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, man.
I know it's not my fault. It doesn't matter. I still feel bad.
Fuck that lady. That dude, when we went there to like look at the apartment before we got it, it smelled like weed in the hallway. You know? Like that apartment building always smelled like weed.
Well,
I'm sure a maintenance guy was doing something and walked by and was like, no, I gotta do something about this.
Dude. Well, dude, no, I bet somebody had their like window open across the hallway.
Yeah, right.
And, like, it was, like, drawing it, and then, like, I can already see the scenario.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so then they just walked around until they could fucking...
Yeah.
Track down the scent, which probably wasn't too hard. Like I said, those walls were paper thin. I would hear that neighbor.
All I can think of now is, what's that movie, How High?
More what?
The one with,
Method Man.
And Method Red Man. And, yeah, Red Man.
Yeah, but what part are you talking about?
The apartment guy who steals their weed. He steals their plant.
Oh, yeah.
That's like their friend. And he like smokes them. Yeah. He smokes like, it up.
Rolls up a piece of paper and tapes it and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He brings it back and he's just like hanging out.
Yeah. That's all I can think about now.
That's the kind of movie that Hollywood needs to remake.
No, I know. Dude, that one's so good.
I'm sure they're going to make
it. Yeah, but they would make it retarded.
Yeah.
I'm sure I already know what you were going to say, but don't say it because we can't put it on. Yeah, they're going to make it like with women or something.
Oh, I know.
Sorry. I'm going to say it. I said it, but you can edit that out.
Who would it be? Like Leslie Jones?
Dude, I don't know. Who would it be?
And Queen Latifah is going to be in it.
Definitely Queen.
Somehow.
That was the first person I thought of.
I don't think she wouldn't be able to be like the student though. She would have to be like the dean, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Or I guess it could be ooh, like Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B.
Oh yeah, they
go to Yale.
Yeah.
Law school.
They're just twerking on everything. Sorry.
I'd watch that movie.
Now
I would watch.
I think we just can't. I would watch it.
That's a remake.
Now that's a remake.
Yeah, give me 93 minutes of that.
Oh my god.
I'll watch that shit.
Can we keep like that? Like, yeah. But not put it in the thing?
Yeah.
Is there any way we can keep, like, does it have to be deleted?
No, we can keep all that in.
Oh, my God.
Keeping all that in.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing to delete there.
Fine.
Okay, I'll delete that part where I'm like, no. You're deleting nothing. I'll delete that.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
None of this matters.
None of this matters. Don't matter. None of this matters.
Just wait until I show you this video we're going to laugh at. And then,
oh, shit, dude.
You can tell me if you think that that should stay in or not.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
This is good.
It's this funny. Is a good one. I was gonna send it to you.
This is a good one.
I was gonna send it to you last night, but I didn't because I was like, I'm gonna save that shit for the podcast.
I know. I keep trying to like not say stuff to you.
I know.
Because it's really hard not to.
I'm gonna get a little notebook and keep it in my back pocket.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
jot
yeah.
Shit down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell Alex about this dude with Down syndrome I saw when I was in middle school. Just random thoughts coming to my brain. I was looking at these... I was at, like, a Walmart or something in middle school. Just looking at the VHS tapes. And this Down syndrome dude comes out and he's just like, Mom! They got Turner Hooch!
Dude, like, I love it. Oh, my God, dude.
I think about it all the time, and it makes me smile so much, man.
You have any thoughts of that? Like, just of not that,
man.
Dude, like,
it makes me so happy. It put a smile on my face when it happened, because... Because I know how happy...
Oh, my God.
You could hear how happy...
I know. Are we bad people?
No.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't laughing at...
I know. I know.
I was, like...
I know.
Enjoying the sand.
You were enjoying the joy.
Oh, dude. He had so much joy.
Yes.
It spilled over.
I know. It made you happy.
Yeah.
So you were laughing because...
Yeah.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. See, people...
So every time... Put it on the roof. I'm glad there's not video stores anymore, because I used to see Turner and Hooch at the video store.
Oh,
every
God.
Time, I'd be like, Mom!
Sorry. All I'm thinking in my head is, put it on the Ritz! You know which movie I'm talking about. Bro, yeah, you do.
What do you say?
Put it on the Ritz! Young Frankenstein.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen that.
What?
Yeah, is that Gene Wilder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really seen
You've
that.
Never seen Young Frankenstein?
I don't think so.
Nicholas.
Yeah.
Ducharme.
It's that good.
It's a fucking great movie.
Okay.
Gene Wilder and...
Maybe I'll check it out.
Gene Wilder and...
Richard Pryor. Mel Brooks.
The dude from... God damn it. You broke my brain.
Hell yeah.
I'm just... I can't believe you've never seen that movie.
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's just something about old movies. Like, I don't give a shit. You know?
It's a good old movie, though. I hate old movies.
Well, I mean, honestly, even if it's, like, a good story, I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. But, like, a lot of times, the way shit is, like, filmed and the way it looks, like,
yeah,
just,
I know.
Like, I can't get into it. I hate it. It, like, irritates me.
Yeah. You know how she is with old movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking hate old movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do too.
That's one that I can watch.
So though. What you're saying is you weren't a fan of like Turner movie classics when that was on TV.
Well, just like it's funny as fuck. Like,
yeah, that's how old
it's
I
a,
am.
It's a good funny one.
I remember TMC.
I don't even know what the
TMC
fuck
channel.
You're talking about.
Turner movie classics. All they did was show like black and white movies.
I can't do. I don't like black and white movies, but that's one I can watch. That's one I can watch.
Oh yeah, well maybe I'll give it a shot.
It's a good one.
Is it black and white?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a Mel Brooks movie or no?
I'm not good with names. Is that
like the guy who did like Blazing Saddles?
Yeah. That's him.
I think he's still alive.
Really?
I think so, which is insane.
What? How?
I don't know. Jew Gold?
Is he a demon?
No, he's
Jugold.
He's Jugold.
He does like a DuckTales. He does like a DuckTales dive into Jugold. Oh my! That, now let's all meet a picture when I think of him. Oh my god! You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. All I can,
DuckTales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I can picture when I think about Brooks is like the mare from Blazing Saddles.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to do that paddle thing. That fucking paddle game.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just like looking at that chick's tits and being like
cross-eyed. Was the mare?
Cross-eyed stupid face from it.
Was the mare?
For the mare.
Why am I thinking the mare is the...
I forgot to turn my shit down.
I'm picturing the mayor from that movie as the mayor from Spaceballs.
See, now you said you weren't into looking shit up, so don't start looking shit up now. I don't know. Did he do Spaceballs? I don't know.
I don't either.
Don't look it up.
I'm not. I won't.
Maybe James Hoover is one of the people who listens
you know
to
who,
Skunk
you know what
so
I'm,
maybe he could fill us in, because he's
a... You know what I'm talking about, right? The guy from Spaceballs?
No, that's Rick Moranis.
Not the mayor, but the...
like Darth Vader?
No. Maybe he was the mayor, then. Ah, shit. Now this is going to drive me insane.
That's what this podcast is now.
Yeah, now it's just insanity.
It's just us trying to remember.
Trying to remember shit.
Just movie trivia.
Yeah.
We don't ever look it up and find out if we're wrong or right.
Never. People need to let us know. Because we need to get back to fucking...
You need to come talk to us.
We need to get back to civilization or whatever. I don't fucking know. We need to get back to being, like, asking questions to each other, and...
People still talk to each other.
Being more personable.
Sometimes
yeah, I know.
Sometimes it's just easier.
So what?
To look up if Mel Brooks
made
Spaceballs or not.
I don't think... Although Mel Brooks did not make Spaceballs.
Yeah, that's not a Mel Brooks movie?
I don't believe so. No. I don't think so. God damn it. I want to look it up so bad. This will just be the episode where we don't look anything up. Okay?
Well, you need to look something up for me.
Alright, what?
You need to look up this video.
Hold on.
Do you want me to tell you what it is first before we watch it? Or do you just want to watch it and be surprised?
I would rather just watch it and be surprised.
Yes. Okay. You're going to have to grab your phone.
Alright. Ugh. Told you.
All right, we're back.
Is that on top of my...
No.
Okay.
It took a minute, but we got it. All right, so we're back. I'm gonna show Alex this fucking video, and then you can tell me what you think about it, buddy.
He just tried to domestic violence me, by the way.
No, I didn't try.
No, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I need an adult.
Help me.
All right. Let's watch this video, man.
All right, do it.
How do you pull your shit up?
No, don't do that. No, stop. What are you doing? How did you do that?
Don't worry about it.
Other side. God damn it, Nick.
Dude, I hate your shit.
I hate your shit.
What kind of a phone is this?
It's a fucking Android.
What? What?
Alright. What the fuck? What is happening, dude? What is this?
That's a Japanese man in complete blackface,
dude,
covering Louis Armstrong.
Nuh-uh. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude.
Are you for real right yeah. now? Nah.
You want to watch it again?
Yeah. I dude, look. I'm so confused right now.
It's all in Japanese.
What in the fuck? What in the fuck? Oh my god, dude. What a wonderful world. I can't. Don't show me that ever again, dude. Don't ever show me that again.
I was so high last night, just fucking doom scrolling. Bro. And that shit popped up, and bro. I lost my shit, bro. Dude.
What the fuck? Are we even gonna be able to put that in there?
Yeah, totally. That shit is hilarious, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
Like, I don't know what game show, because it was a game show, you know? My guess is it's probably, like, some kind of Japan's Got Talent or some shit like that.
Yeah, they probably, like, put a gun to his head behind stage.
Oh, that guy, like, no way, that guy.
You go him. In the bracket face. Sorry, I'm not trying to.
He, dude.
I don't know which was more racist, honestly, me saying that or a Japanese dude doing blackface.
I mean, they colored his ears and everything, dude.
Oh my god. Dude, his hands were black. He was full black. Dude.
Full black. Wig.
He was just black.
Wig and everything.
Jesus, man.
How great is
what
that?
What the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah, dude, my Instagram algorithm is pretty fucked up now.
God damn it, Nick.
Apparently, it's just like, oh, this guy really likes Japanese people in blackface. And, like, videos of people dying.
Yeah.
Good shit, though, huh?
I haven't seen anything Ukrainian in a while.
Good.
What's going on with that?
I don't know.
I mean,
plenty of
obviously
stuff.
Shitty
They're
shit.
They're still just drone warning each other
yeah,
and shit. Ooh, I did see a...
I figured as much.
I did see a video of a octocopter... drone.
Yeah.
So it has 8 rotors on it.
Oh.
Firing.
Oh, yeah.
Remote controlled firing a machine gun. It had a machine gun strapped to it. So now they're droning machine guns over and shooting at people.
You remember the pistol drone?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Ukrainian, but... It was an American kid who put a Glock on a drone.
I remember that.
Yeah. The ATF didn't like that too much.
This is going to be funny when I'm editing this. Like, man, they went heavy on the they went heavy on the voice effects on Yeah, guess what, guys? We had a voice changer now. That's right. This episode is brought to you by Bomb Pop Flavored Air. You can pick up one of these and you can taste Bomb Pop all night. And it changes your voice. It's really cool.
That's hilarious. Also, Tiny Bear Traps. We'll just have sponsors that don't even sponsor us.
Yeah.
Just not sponsored sponsors. Like, we just make sponsors.
What was the... what were we saying off mic before we started recording?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know.
I asked you if you ever got your prescription filled.
Yeah.
You told your... Dude, I need it. I got little bear traps all over my house, all right? Do you know how anxious I am? Just living at my house. There's bear traps everywhere.
Tiny ones.
Tiny ones. But, yeah, you know, a giant big bear trap in the middle of the house. Yeah. You're probably not going to step in it. You know? I don't care how fucked up you are. You're probably not going to step in a giant bear trap. Little bear trap, though. Yeah.
It'll get you.
It will get you.
And then you fall into all the other ones.
Yeah. Then
that's how they get you.
Then you fall into the big ones.
Like, it's like piranhas.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, my God.
Check this out, dude. I got bit by something last night.
Ah, why'd you do that?
Yeah. Stop doing that. I was just like sitting there and something, my arm started, something like got me. And I was like, ah!
I'm glad you did do the circle thing.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley do you told need me a thing?
Ashley told me to because yeah. I sent her a picture.
Need recircle?
No. No, I don't think so. Look. It's pretty much good. You can actually see that the circle is getting smaller. See it in there? It's very faint. But you can see it. Yeah, it's a little, like, itchy.
Well, don't itch it. Stop it. Stop it, Nicholas.
did you watch that eclipse today?
Oh, yeah.
Me too, man. I fucking raw dogged it. I couldn't find glasses anywhere.
I'm a welder, dog.
Raw dog that shit.
I just went outside with my welding helmet and looked at the sun.
Do what I do every day on break.
It's kind of how welding works. What do you mean on break? I do it all day, every day. I make a tiny version of the sun in front of my face all day. This is kind of what welding is. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
When you put your helmet on, do you just hear, like, hello, darkness?
Darkness, yeah, sometimes. And I can't even listen to fucking headphones anymore. They might as well just start blasting fucking Nazi fucking paraphernalia fucking...
Just like work.
Yeah.
Chinese work.
Und Eisen machen sollen Eisen.
Just work propaganda.
Yeah, just like fucking...
Work self shit you free.
Yeah, like Jesus, man. It's getting bad there.
Yeah.
I don't work anywhere, by the way. Everyone. I don't have a job.
Yeah, he's self-employed, so yeah. I don't even know why.
Yeah. I'm my own Nazi. Or communist.
That sounds really bad.
That did sound horrible.
Hell yeah. I found my first isolated...
Don't.
I'm going to isolate that and like sample it and just keep it around for when I need it.
Please don't.
I'm going to set that. It's going to be your ringtone for when you call me.
That's okay. Don't put it on the fucking podcast, please. Oh, my God. That was bad.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it that way.
That's the third time you told me to cut something from this. I'm not cutting shit from that.
I'm not cutting shit. I'm not
cutting anything. I might even add some stuff when I get home.
I'm going to add some
just... Now maybe when I'm editing this, I just pepper in some racial slurs every now and then, you know?
Oh, my God. I can't handle it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty good so far, huh?
Yeah. I'd say.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Laser cut.
Laser cut, and then,
machine?
Yeah, like a vibrating, what the fuck would you call that?
A vibrating? Oh, a neural?
It's loud as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it bent. Dude, it bent the. Look at it.
Oh, Jesus. That's sweet. Dime bag. It's a chunk of metal that says dime bag on it, in case you're wondering. I like it.
What the shit is that called? I should know. It was the plasma table out at the school I worked at. Yeah, like a plasma table.
Oh, plasma. I thought you said plasmin.
No, plasma.
Ah, pl-
plasma. Like a plasma cutter, but
yeah.
It was a water table.
Oh.
And it also had an engraver.
Dude, this fact
that... An engraver.
The fact that you can
use... That's an engraver.
Okay. The fact that you can use water to cut steel is so cool.
No, it's not water. It's plasma.
No, I'm talking about the water cutters, though.
It was on water jet table.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking
about... No, I know.
I know. Yeah. You're talking about a plasma cutter.
Well, yeah. You put abrasives in the water.
That's still fucking cool.
No, I know that. I'm well aware of that.
Good. Good. Don't fucking forget it.
I'll fucking fight you right
don't
now.
Don't fucking forget it.
All
right,
we're going to fight.
Yeah.
This is the episode we just fight each other.
Yeah. Well, there's only one thing I want to
look fight. At that old school Cradle of Filth CD.
Ooh.
No, it's like literally...
Oh, great, huh?
It's a burnt CD.
How long did it take to color it in black?
I didn't do it. I don't even know who did it. I have no clue.
You just got it somehow?
Somebody made it for me. I don't fucking remember, dude. That was like forever ago. I don't even know if it works. It's probably like...
Well, yeah, it's a Cradle of Filth album.
Well, yeah, but... but even worse like than it. Normal.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to wear headphones at work anymore, so I have to... literally have an old school boombox.
I know. We talked about it last time.
I know. So it's pissing me off. I'm going to go fucking crazy.
So mad about it.
I know.
That is pretty
It pisses me off. But you can have a fucking Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be able to do that?
That doesn't make any goddamn sense. Like, you still got to use your phone.
So not everyone's just going to be blasting shit.
Yes.
You're going to be like, wow, I knew that person listened to dumb fucking music.
Yeah.
Like, just looking at that person, I can tell that that person listens to dog shit.
You know what I've been doing? Huh. Taking my fucking radio and just blasting classical music.
Hell yeah.
Like Mozart shit. Hell yeah, like,
I love classical
music. I do. I do too.
You know, that's a good time.
But it's hilarious.
You know, it's a good time.
What?
Yeah, hi. And then watch live orchestras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
And do nitrous.
Oh.
It's so fun.
Oh, okay.
It is so much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
You start getting into it, and then you go to like, it shows the violins kicking in. It's just like.
You know
and
what?
It looks
I'm,
funny.
You know what I'm fucking sick of? People asking me what. If my tattoos are from prison.
Yeah, this devil sandwich is from prison.
Well, I mean, that. Yeah. Yeah, I got a devil sandwich tattoo in prison.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah. Oh,
just do I look like...
Got a lot of shade on there. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Is that what people do in prison? They just get shaded in?
I don't know. I mean, this took a really long time.
I bet. It's your whole arm.
Yeah. I mean, the fuck, man? Why does it have to be from prison?
Like, do you see spider?
Do I really look like an ex-con?
Could be the spider on the neck.
That's it. It's just the spider on the neck.
He must be. That's a Russian prison. Yeah. Like, that means something in Russian prison for sure. For sure.
Jesus Christ, dude. This fucking world.
It's a funny one. It's a 41 for sure.
Finish it. You sure is that finished?
There they go with the sound effects again.
Finish it.
I mean, I still can.
Well, I can't. Give me it. And then I can. My voice is deeper than yours.
I know. I have to try to even copy your voice. I have to try and talk like pretty loud, but like you have like this like annoying like about it too. That's hidden underneath.
What the fuck is that, man?
It's hidden underneath.
That's not even cool.
See, I mean, yeah, see,
finish.
There you go. If you're holding a hit of this delicious finish bomb pop air, that I can't, I can do an impression of you doing that.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. See, now people are going to listen to this and be like, which one's the real Alex? I don't even know. Was Alex making this podcast by himself the whole time? Maybe.
It's Inception. Is that what this episode's going to be called?
Yeah, is Alex making this the whole time?
No, in the Inception episode. It's a dream.
I'm going to name it, like, Inception.
Inception.
It's bomb-flavored, bomb-flavored nitrous. Yeah.
There's no nitrous involved, by the way, people.
Yeah, we don't do nitrous.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's just farting. Dude, my eyeball hurts so goddamn bad. Why do I always have to have something in my fucking eye? Like, why? Yeah. Why? What did I do in this world to have something in my fucking eyeball all the time?
I can, like, yeah, I went through, usually.
Or is it usually, from Brooke?
The color of me, like, is there something in my eye, or is it your fault?
Just snap.
And then hang up.
And then have something to smash in the back, like, yeah. Smash something. Smash a bowl or a plate or, like, anything. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Well, that's good.
It is. It's so good.
Oh, man, I almost hit the charger.
Dude, it doesn't matter. It works either way. Actually, it definitely doesn't work from the charger side, but...
No. Like, they just made it that way.
DP. DPV. Oh, fuck, dude.
What's that hole called that, like, ducks have that just serves a...
I don't know.
A coagula, right?
Dude, I don't know.
Something like that. Let's start a fucking vape company. And we make vapes called, like, the coagula or whatever the fuck. And it only has a charge hole. And that's where you hit it on the side. But that's where you hit it, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. It can be on the side like this.
Yeah.
You gotta play that shit flute style. It's like a harmonic.
You gotta Ron Burgundy that shit.
Yeah, but it's just one hole.
Oh, my God.
It's the one hole, and it has multiple purposes.
Okay? Yeah, I tell
it's
you.
It's a charger.
I got a new nickname.
What's that?
The Count.
Out for the Count.
Because of my laugh. Yeah. God damn it. I didn't even mean to do that on purpose. Son of a bitch.
I would show you my impression of your laugh, but then people listening to this would get confused and they'd be like, who's the real Alex?
Who is it? Who's who?
Who's Nick and who's Alex? Wait a minute, this whole time.
It's the same person.
Yeah, it's just one guy doing characters. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Just...
Like ventriloquist style, too. Like, I could have got two voices going at the same time.
I've got my hand up my own ass.
That's what the podcast is. It's just you shoving your hand up your ass and then talking to yourself.
Oh my God.
Just making yourself talk. You're just in your ass opening your hand and just like, all right, hey, what did you do last week? I don't know. What did you do?
Oh my God.
Dude. I would listen to that. Dude. Yeah. I would definitely listen to that.
What would it be called?
Skunk Ravine. Because that's what's happening right now.
Oh my God. Now I can picture this. I'm like crying right now, dude. I can't.
Oh shit. I think I've just been making you laugh this whole episode.
Oh my god, I can't. I can't even talk anymore.
Yeah, that's what I like, man.
Oh, fuck.
I like making you do that.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Is this a Susan B. Anthony?
Yeah.
Sweet. I don't think I've seen one of these in a long time.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I don't even know if you could spend one of these anymore, because somebody would be like, what is this?
This is counterfeit.
Bro, did I tell you about the time I tried to spend a fucking $2 bill?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I just wouldn't believe it.
What is wrong with you? Are people so retarded?
Do you remember that one time we went and bought weed,
mm-hmm.
and then I think you got like a counterfeit five back as change or something? Oh,
yeah. No. And then Wes went to use it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
He tried to buy weed from somebody with it.
Yeah.
You got it, like, what, the gas station or something?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then weed from that
kid. One dude tried to beat him up.
And he, like, came running out. Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? You try? I'm like, he's like, I just got back from the gas station. Like, I broke money at the gas station.
Yeah.
Like, I just gave it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Yeah.
It's like, shit.
And then I had to go, because he was too much of a pussy. I had to go just to get his fucking little bit of money back. I went and bought a pack of gum with it. You might want to cut that part out. I did not use counterfeit money.
Well, I thought the person at the gas station was like, this is counterfeit.
Well, they're the one that gave it to him.
Yeah. So they're like, you guys gave me this counterfeit.
So fuck them.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, don't cut that out. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them, dude.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck that gas station.
Yeah, they're not even a gas station anymore. Now they're a different gas station.
Yeah, it was a Marathon.
Yeah, and now it's a Sitco.
Yeah, fuck that Sitco.
Yeah.
Fuck them. That's probably why it's a Sitco now.
Yeah.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
That was our weekly gas company rant. Fuck it, gas corporations.
Fuck gas corporations.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was dangerous. Dude, that was funny. I can't believe she farted that fucking gross.
Bro, that was like the nastiest fart I've ever smelled.
That was really fucking gross.
Well, apparently that's what happens when your dog has... fucking, what do they call that shit?
Fucking anesthetic.
Yeah. Anesthesia.
Anesthetic farts.
Anesthetic farts.
Yeah.
Damn, that should be a Slayer song. Anesthetic farts.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no point.
Yeah. It just sounds like a metal song.
It does.
But like a shitty metal band though. Like,
is this a flashlight?
Yeah. Don't shine it in your eye.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Looks like you do. Oh, you can make your own eclipse over here, huh, buddy?
Bro, it's bright as fuck. And it's USB chargeable.
Hey, did you see that?
Oh my god.
Solar eclipse of the sun. I got a fucking quarter and a flashlight, dude.
We just made our own eclipse.
Watching that eclipse all day, baby.
Yep. That's hilarious. Dude, don't put it in your eye.
If you tell me not to shine a flashlight in my eye, I am shining
don't
it in my eye.
Do it.
Every time. Same with, like, if you put a plate down in front of me, you're like, don't touch this plate, it's hot. I'm gonna fucking touch it.
Okay, fair enough.
Instant.
Same here.
Instant.
Okay, all right.
That's what Amara did once. And she burned her finger. I'm like, yeah, fair I told enough. You. Then I did it. Oh, yeah.
So,
get on my level, kid.
You know why I bought those?
To look at stuff when it's dark out?
No. Ass hat. Do you know what a shot sleeve is?
A shot sleeve.
A shot sleeve.
No, what's that?
It's for injection welding. For like molten metal. You know that shop I went and worked at?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's only two in the country that do repair welds on shot sleeves.
Okay.
So I used to have to use this 2 foot long TIG welder, like, and weld these shot sleeves back together. It was weird. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's great cool. as fuck.
You can, like, see bone.
I know. Oh, I wonder if I can see my broken bone. Do you think you can see the screws in my finger?
No, dude.
Yeah, you do. You know where it's at. Oh, yeah, right there. Look at that. I would say that's the screw.
Yeah, dude, that thing's bright as shit. You telling me not to bright shine in my eye? Bro, I raw dogged the eclipse today, man. You dumb
fucker. I had a welding helmet because I'm a welder. You don't ever raw dog the eclipse.
I was like, I want to see this it eclipse. Hurts. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I raw dog an eclipse all the time on accident. That's pretty much what a welding arc is. It hurts.
It's just the sun.
It's just the sun.
So yeah, you plug into the earth, right? And then that, you like shoot the sun back into the earth that it absorbed. That's what welding is.
Pretty much, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what welding is. Like, it's just electricity.
I'm gonna... When we're done...
It's just hardcore electricity.
Yeah. When we're done, I'm gonna have to show you... I'll have to see if I save it, but...
I just said I don't know what welding is when I do know everything about welding.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my fucking entire life.
Just,
oh my god.
Just being all humble over here, huh?
Jesus. I don't even know anything about it.
But I don't even know anything.
I don't even know.
I know you hooked this up to that and then you push the stick into this.
I only taught it for four years in high school. There's only kids that make more money than I do from me teaching them. Ah, jeez. I can't even believe I said that just now.
You idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's probably because...
Tree jail for you.
It's probably because you're just sitting there breathing in normal flavored air.
Yeah, the normal air.
Breathing some of that bomb popper air.
Dude, she's so out.
Was that her? Did she?
Yeah,
fart?
No. I don't. I hope it wasn't a fart. I think it was a snore.
We'll find out in a second.
I think it was a snore.
Her asshole is definitely pointed right at us.
Bro, yeah. I think it was a snore.
Dude, that was brutal.
Dude, that was like one of the most rancid farts I've ever smelled in my entire life. Like, I'd rather go hang out at the dump. Yeah. Like try to find
dude, I would love to go to the dump. Yeah. I want to go hang out at the dump, dude. We should
get an Alibaba. Yeah.
Dude, no, when I was a kid, we would do like a dump day, man. Like once every 3 or 4 months, I would say. My dad would bring the work pickup truck home, which was just this like fucking piece of shit beater truck. And we would just, like, throw a bunch of shit away and just throw it into this dump truck or pickup truck. And then me and my brother would hop in there and we'd go down to the dump and throw all that shit off and smash stuff. And it was awesome. I loved going to
it. Yeah, just like
it was cool.
Episode of Always Sunny.
Yeah, dude, it was sweet. There's just, like, fire and machines. It's cool.
This is going to be the weirdest sounding episode ever.
Yeah.
Just deep voices.
Yeah, well, you know, Only 14 people are going to hear it, so I don't fucking care.
I bet we love all of you.
I bet most of them would enjoy flavored air.
We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we love you.
I mean, we're not done, but...
Are we, though? Should we be done?
I don't know. Should we?
I don't know.
My dog just had surgery today, so hope her a speedy recovery.
I hope you die soon.
I'll fucking murder you, dude. You fucking fuck. That's my kid, bro.
I wish you were a goldfish. I could flush it out the toilet.
That was the shittiest shit ever.
I'm just fucking kidding, dude. You know I'm kidding.
You know how much that fucking dog means to me.
I know. That's why I said it.
Fuck Buckley. How about that?
It's all right. I like how you went to Buckley and not my live dog.
I don't give a fuck about your live dog.
Like, dude, man, I know Buckley. Buckley was the shit. Fuck Buckley.
Yeah, with fuck. Fuck you and fuck with Buckley.
With his crippled spinal cord.
You piece of shit.
Remember, he couldn't even pee by himself. What a loser.
Yeah, you cunt. This is my first dog I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
You never had a dog like growing
up? I've never had a dog ever.
Really?
Yes.
That seems insane to me.
Asshole? That's why I got pissed.
Huh.
I'm about to fight this guy right now. You're about to hear the podcast where just shit is breaking. Fuck you, dude.
Why did,
Don't fucking ever...
Why didn't you ever have a dog growing up? Were you a cat family?
Not on my choice.
You were, though?
I grew up with fucking women, yeah. So yeah.
Man, it's always weird, like, I don't know, cats and dogs can live together. It's always weird. Is that the thing, like is a cat a
cunt?
I might cut some of this out. I don't want to lose a viewer.
Yeah, cut that out.
I don't want to lose a listener.
Cut that out. No.
Yeah.
No, cut that out.
We'll cut that out. Yeah.
All right,
you got one. You got one.
Let me start.
Yeah, I'll finally cut one out for you. We'll see what makes the cut. I'll leave the first cunt in there, I think.
No! Don't leave any of them.
Right, let's just skip that story then, okay?
Skipping stories here.
We're going to skip that one.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
God
damn. Some about a cat or something. Fuck, I thought I turned
that I don't off. Know. She lived with a cat for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But now she has like a weird thing with cats.
Yeah. Just not a fan.
She won't kill one or anything, but like I think she just wants to play with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Like every time,
so cool.
Every time my buddy watches her, he's got, well, he doesn't, but whatever, you know, there's three cats there.
Yeah.
And she always comes home with, like, scratches on her face and stuff. Which, fine, good.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah. You were probably fucking with a cat.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, she's not going to kill one.
Yeah. Although, I could see a cat just, like, running up and be like,
well, well, there's cats out here that mess with her.
Stray cats and shit?
Yeah. Like, and they, like, come stand outside the fence and just stand there. I'm serious, dude.
Do you think it's like Garfield? Like,
I don't know, man.
Can they communicate somehow with each other?
I don't know, dude.
You're just talking shit to each other.
I don't know, but it's hilarious.
So, and they're, what do? They just sit there and she goes fucking apeshit?
Yeah, she just barks and barks and barks and barks and barks and barks. Yeah.
That's what Rocco does. He sits in the reclining chair. Yeah, he sits in the recliner chair. With his head on the window and just barks at everything. And sometimes he goes nuts, and I'm like, "What?"
See, she doesn't. I go over there and look.
I go over there and look, and nothing's happening in the neighborhood. Nothing.
Yeah.
There's not a car or a person or a squirrel. Nothing.
Dude, look at her.
Yeah, dude.
She's out.
She's very tired. It does sound like she's like struggling to breathe. She's like.
She gone.
Do it. Well, what do you think, man? Should we call it or what?
Yeah. Might as well. I mean,
chill, listen to some music. What do you think of anything else?
Yeah, I want to listen to some music for sure.
Cool. Let's do it. All right. That's the episode. Bam. Peace out, y'all.